The Money Show.
The Markets.
I told you on Tricky Tuesday, 580 million, more than half a billion rand, ShopRite spent on diesel to fuel generators to ensure that it kept its stores open and its cold chain intact. From Wealth and Investments at First National Bank, Wayne McCurry with us this evening. And that was a scary number in quite an extraordinary trading update, actually. Despite all of the headwinds that they faced, these guys know how to operate at the very edge of chaos at ShopRite. They certainly do.
They certainly do, and they have been the leaders in the retail market for a long time now. They give a great product. The Checkers 60/60 is working. So when you look at their results, Bruce, they got good volume growth because the internal inflation is not 11 or 12%. It's quite a bit lower than that. Look, the furniture side did poorly, but every white goods and durables and semi-durables doing quite poorly at the moment. Obviously, people can't afford the big ticket items, but no, it was an extremely good result. Share didn't go up because, you know, a lot of good news already in the price, and it was, after all, a down day, but it was a good trading update.
Despite that, it did deliver that double-digit first half growth. 46 months of uninterrupted market share gain. Now, everybody sort of claims, oh, we get market share. But I think this is Nielsen data. This is reliable data. And I think it can be proved empirically that ShopRite, through its various brands of Usave and ShopRite and Checkers, is getting market share. They certainly are boxing very, very hard for it. But when one looks at the mess around load shedding and the consequences of load shedding, I saw you post earlier this week that you thought that the South African Reserve Bank was being overly pessimistic in its forecast of 0.3% economic growth for this year. Explain why they're wrong and why it should be slightly better.
No, look, I wasn't negative about the 0.3%. I thought they were overestimating the cost of load shedding, which they put at 2%. So it might be 1.5%. I mean, we'll never know the true cost. I mean, Vodacom and the cell phone companies are spending billions on batteries. And, you know, as you said, everyone's spending money on diesel. But the true cost to the economy is almost incalculable because you wouldn't know what the economy had have done without load shedding. So, you know, our chap thinks it's about 1.5%. So it's still a massive, massive cost, but maybe not quite as high as 2%.
Okay. We had a Vodacom update earlier on today. Vodacom, of course, has previously disclosed the hundreds of millions it spends on batteries and backup as well. How are they holding up across their markets? Because they're expanding quite nicely.
Yeah, look, there are a couple of expansions. The Egypt expansion, we're still going to see what's happening there. Look, the SA market is ex-growth. I mean, the cost of data keeps coming down, which is a great thing. You know, I think you're the only person who still phones me on a phone line. You know, the rest is WhatsApp and data.
Oh, that's because I want to hear your voice. No, I miss you. I mean, it's just that thing.
No one's actually phoning people anymore. So it's a tough environment to operate in. And, of course, the market in South Africa is saturated with serious competition here. But the share looks cheap. It's got a very high dividend yield. It's a quality company. They operate extremely efficiently. So I actually like the share, even if it is a little bit boring. I actually like the share.
And Sea Harvest, I mean, here's another company that couldn't have foreseen the surge in diesel prices. And, of course, they've got these massive, I don't know how heavy they are, 50 tons, 100 ton fishing vessels, which they send out into the great big wide ocean. They burn through an awful lot of diesel to go and catch the hake that they catch. And that becomes a huge cost burden on them. How's Sea Harvest managing through that sort of unbudgeted for expense?
Yeah, look, Bruce, I must be honest. I don't like the primary agriculture food producers. They have got so many factors that they have absolutely no control over. They're a little bit, to me, like low-cost airlines, you know. The sea companies, you look at I&J in AVI's results, I mean, it's so volatile. They have some good years, but they have many, many awful years as well. It's not a group of shares that I would consider purchasing, because, you know, one year the catch is good, the next year the catch is bad, and then they got you all the fishing quotas. It's an extremely difficult industry.
And then, of course, the big story this week is also something way beyond our control, and that is the European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve of the United States. Both will be making pronouncements on inflation and interest rates. And I suppose the most important thing that we're looking out for is not the numbers necessarily, 25 or 50, that matters, but it's what they say about what they think is happening and what the second half of the year looks like.
Look, they only sing one tune at the moment. And that is, we're worried about inflation. It could still surprise us. So they're singing a very hawkish tune. And they won't change that tune because they don't want people to sort of see them as being weak against inflation and feeding inflation expectations. So in this case, it actually might be the action might talk louder. We are very near, if not at the peak of interest rates. So that's probably going up again. Now in the European Union and the USA, probably 0.25%. But I think this actually might be the last. Because, you know, when you get such big price shocks and talk the USA, well, Europe, you know, you've got inflation there at 40-year highs. You know, it is such an abnormality that I think the reversal is also going to surprise on the downside. I think it's going to come off very quickly. I mean, the UK is revising their growth rate down again. You know, the world's, other than China, is actually in quite a strong slowdown here. And nothing sorts out inflation quicker than a slowdown. So I actually think we're going to be surprised on the downside, I don't know, in the second half of this year, but you won't hear that in their outlook statements.
Thank you, Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank.